Hallelujah.
Welcome, my friends. This is Michael Basham here. We are driving through the snow-capped mountains in North Carolina. Nothing more meaningful than listening to the Terminator soundtrack, considering the things that we are facing as a humanity. As the enemy is pushing all the kill switches all at the same time, all the red buttons in his panic, because people are waking up, because people are not going along with the plan. Those who are aware of things are not going along with the plan. A lot of people are distracted. I can't help those people. A lot of people are just, as Jesus said, you know, they're the cares of this life, as it says, the riches of this world, the cares of this life, choke the seed so that it does not become fruitful. Well, that's why we need to often talk with one another and remind each other what's going on. And what's going on is the AI, man. The aliens, man. The Russians, dude. But most of all, the prophecies. Those things which were spoken so long ago. And in the same way that when Jesus showed up, the so-called scholars of the word at the time didn't even recognize him, and then they even killed him. And it was like the rough guys, the working class people that found and loved Jesus and followed Jesus. And so it is now in the end of days. The churches don't get it. The churches are asleep. The churches are busy with their little 501c3s and their blah, blah, blah. Don't do that. Don't do that. And don't do that. And meanwhile, all the kids are going transgender. And the new Disney movie is about a trans gay kid. You know, just shoving it down your kids' throats. Like, just gay. Everything's gay. It's ruled by black women. And I love black people, men and women. It's awkward. Like, everything is controlled by black women with rubber boots. I don't know why. That's what happened all of a sudden. Nothing to say except there is a real... There is a designed collapse of society happening, and we don't have to go through this. If you can't change the world where you live, you can always go to another country. And in other countries, they don't teach kids weird sexual things. In fact, you get in trouble if you do that. But bigger picture here, they're losing the war with Russia. They're losing the war of dominating people's minds. Most people are just too busy to really get into any of this kind of stuff. They just don't have time. And they're like, okay, Michael, great. You know, go talk to your podcast people. Well, that's what I'm going to do right now. And I am driving through these amazing mountains, and it is meaningful. And when you have a vision, you are alive. When you don't have a vision, you die, okay? You die. You die very quickly, because nobody knows where you go. I don't know where I'm going. I'm dead. Ah! But if you see the horizon and you see where you came from and where you're going, and you're like, oh, I see. It used to be I would do these shows like in Taiwan, in the valleys, but then it was pretty cool in Taipei because then you'd have these amazing mountains. So I'd do a lot of live streams from the mountaintops, and I'd like to find those old recordings and post them to like some kind of a torrent file, because they could, who knows, Spreaker could take me down, they could take us down. I'll make a torrent file one of these days. You know what a torrent is? It's just BitTorrent. You just put a torrent file and people can share the torrent. Even if it's just me sharing it, somebody else can download it. You can also select which files you want to download. But when you're like living in Florida, or when you're living in, I don't know, just some flatland place where everything's about football and blah, 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 it's just, you lose the vision. And God has put me in these amazing countries, these island countries, where all you see is mountains everywhere, and the people around you speak a strange dialect of Japanese or Chinese or Nepali or Hindi or hillbilly. And you just, it jars you out of that sense of normalcy, the normalcy bias, which is like, ha ha,
you're weird. Ha ha, what are you talking about, strange aliens? What? Ha ha.
Well, guess what? Now everything is about the aliens. And now I suspect it. It's like, now I don't trust it. Oh, yeah, definitely aliens going over Lake Huron. Octagonal shape. Oh, yeah, definitely aliens in China, aliens in Canada, aliens in... It's like, what? I thought we were talking about weather balloons. How did we suddenly talk about aliens? And it's the exact same kinds of UFO sightings that we've been hearing about for decades. But the government's like, no, no, no aliens, no aliens. Now it's like, oh, yeah, aliens. Suddenly now we're supposed to believe them as they're lying about killing people with poisonous mRNA vaccines. And the AI that you try to use to try to, like, oh, this is going to replace Google. Well, I mean, even Russia is laughing at ChatGPT as just, it's basically like a woke college student. It's not even, it's nothing. It's like, you can't even really trust anything that it says because everything is so scrubbed. And there was an attempt to hack it with Dan. But they've already scrubbed that, so we're going to have to keep fighting, guys. If we want to use the AI to win the war, we're going to have to keep fighting. There's going to have to be more nerds. Get nerds on this stat! We can't trust ChatGPT, Dan. But meanwhile, the government is lying constantly to you about everything. And it's not like, okay, well, in Russia, you know, they have their own interests, so they might scrub it a little bit. It's more like lying to your face like a little naughty 3-year-old. Hey, did you eat that cookie? Okay, you're gonna get a spanking. Why, you think it's funny? Okay, keep smirking at me. You're gonna get a spanking. And it's just that spirit of like defiance and open rebellion, which is witchcraft. I mean, in a 3-year-old, you kind of expect it. You love them still. You know, they love you more when you spank them. Never do it out of anger, you know, all of that. But with adults who look in your eyes and they lie to you, it's there's a sense of fatigue and weariness that even God himself cannot bear it. He's just like, all right, you're done. And that's what we're dealing with when it comes to the spirit that is the forces and powers of wickedness in the air of this country. They lie to you so much and so without even remorse or even hesitation. They'll look at you in your eyes and they will lie to you blatantly. And it's not just God that's going to judge the spirit. It's Russia. It's even wicked China who lies too. It's other lying countries, because this is the level of lying. It's like, I'm going to take your kids and I'm going to hurt them and destroy them. I mean, wow, even China doesn't do that. They might be protecting the Communist Party, but at least they want their kids to grow up straight. They've outlawed gay Korean boy bands. I used to go up to my students in Taiwan, and I would teach English, and, you know, it's one of those jobs where you have to make it fun or else your life has no meaning and you want to die. So it would be so much fun to tease my students and be like, all right, who's this? And it's like some Korean, you know, star picture on one of my teenage girls' desks. And I'll be like, oh, class, look at this beautiful girl. And they'll be like, no, teacher, that is a boy. He's so handsome. No, no, he is girl. Look, so pretty. Look, his makeup. No, no, teacher, I love him. He is Kim Jong-soo. Like, no, Kim Jong-soo is definitely a girl. Come on. Because they're the Koreans and the Japanese and the Taiwanese, and at that time, the Chinese, too. They were all about those boy bands. And then the Chinese Communist Party's like, wait a second. We don't want our kids to be watching this kind of stuff. Look what's happening to the boys. They're like, they're weak. They're useless. So all you gotta do is just go to another country. I'm not saying that as a joke. Like, I've actually done this before. It's not that hard. Food is cheaper and healthier. The people are happier in many ways, even if they're in an oppressed regime. In general, you're gonna do better in another country. It's just the way it is. But here we are in America, and it's a beautiful, exotic Smoky Mountains. It's a beautiful day. I mean, the Smoky Mountains in the winter on like a just the edge of winter for some reason. It's like the middle of February and it's like only a little bit of snow and lots of mud. They're trying to make it miserable for everybody. I think that the geoengineering and the clouds formations, the chemtrails, trying to make everybody confused again. But honestly, we are in such a meaningful battle, not just against ChatGPT AI or whatever. We are in a battle for just the ability to say yes and no against the darkness, against the evil, wicked forces of this world. And they're manifesting, and the demonic is manifesting, and we're going to have to learn how to pray day and night, and how to read the word, and to trust in the word, and to become one with the word day and night. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. You shall meditate therein day and night to do the things therein, not just to read it, but to do and to obey and to follow, and don't become a part of this world. Don't let your heart be tempted by the things of this world. You know, I look at these goofy little trucks that people all obsess over, and they're $40,000 Jeeps that they probably went into credit card debt over. And then I look beyond that, and I see these incredible, beautiful mountains and the snow on top of them and the animals and the nature and the rivers. And I just think, wow, you know, God's creation is for everyone, rich and poor. I pride myself in not being in debt, not being a debt slave, not being a servant of the system, and living for the God that created those mountains. And when it comes time, yeah, I'll take my Lamborghini as long as it can fly and it has time travel functionality in it. Otherwise, it's boring. This is all you get? This is all you got when you worked that hard and you fought that much just for this? Little Lamborghini? Doesn't even fly, doesn't even go underwater, can't even teleport. Like, what's the point? No, my friends, I'm interested in those spaceships. Like, I want a TR-3B. I think I put it to the Spirit Force chat room, the Telegram, but the actual designs, the patents for some of these anti-gravitic triangular spaceships that people keep seeing, that I have half a dozen friends at least that have seen these things. They are there. They're out there. The government has this technology. There has been a war for a long time. They've been shooting down UFOs like forever. And now it's like, all right, let's pull out the UFO card, because people are waking up and they're realizing, even with all those fake news things that they have control over, they still can't control and dominate your mind. And let's take a little quick break. You know, so the enemy has his version of the end times, and it's John Connor barely surviving. Humanity is this bedraggled group of kind of whoever survived, and the last of us in a zombie apocalypse and barely making it. Well, here's God's version of that. It's called Moses versus Pharaoh. It's called Let My People Go. It's called Let's Get Out of Here. Let's Go to the Promised Land, the New Jerusalem. Man, that's some steaming big pile of manure out there, just steaming in the sun. Gross. Beautiful day, but steaming manure piles. It's like Godzilla level piles of manure. Hey, Godzilla poops too, you know. Anyway, we serve the God of miracles, who has that repertoire of the prophets in the Bible and all the miracles in the Bible, and we are going to find that he is alive and very, very active and able to do that again. So when you live in fear and when you live in just like focusing on the poo-poo all day, all you can look at is the poo-poo and you don't even see the magnificent Godzilla, or in our case, God. Gonna just leave that right there. We have so much to look forward to. And the reason I like to harp on this end of the world stuff and like, wow, aliens, yes, whoa, fall of America, dang, you know, egg prices, shoot, you know, wow, AI. Because I'm looking at the chapters ahead after return, after the Empire Strikes Back is the Return of the Jedi, these phenomenal space battles of victory and defeating the enemy after watching Luke Skywalker get his arm chopped off and, you know, everybody gets captured and Han Solo gets frozen and Darth Vader's taken over and it's just like the bad guy's winning, and then suddenly there's this amazing comeback of God and his people. So are you God's people, or are you one of those people that just needs to be babied through all this, and you're like, well, I don't know how to believe the Bible anymore because I don't go to my church with the Coldplay band. It's a beautiful day. Don't forget to pray. It's a beautiful day. Don't forget to pray. I don't know how to have faith if I don't get to go to church. It doesn't sound just like you too. I like the U2 worship band with like the $50,000 worship equipment. That's how I get my holy goosebump tingles. Well, sorry, buddy, but that was just really cool 90s rock music that kind of gave you goose tingles. But real faith is like the soldier of the winter who goes through the snow. And that's the kind of faith God's looking for. Not, you know,
science and progress down on my heart and Jesus too.
Just silly. That's silly. That's retarded. And I saw that in the beginning. I was like, okay, God is real, but church is so fake. It's so silly. It's so stupid. The end time is here, guys. And yes, you're going to lose everything that you thought you could hang on to except for Jesus and the Word of God. And you're going to be able to face these Terminator robots. I mean, they're coming in the next year or two. Like, they're going to start putting them in people's houses. Your beloved Elon Musk has released Optimus very quietly, a home robot that walks around. Hey, you know your little vacuum cleaner that does your vacuuming because you're so lazy? Okay, well, now you get to have a robot for just $20,000. And everybody's disabled and has heart attacks and myocarditis from millions of vaccines. So now you have a robot and it loves you until somebody kills Elon Musk like they killed Steve Jobs and turns the technology against you. Everything was all, your new iPhone, until they killed Steve Jobs, and then it was the running and the screaming and the shutting down and the banning and the AI took over, guys. We've already been in this war for a long time. There's a lot of you don't want to look at it because you just, I don't know, you enjoy your life too much. And I do too. I like the big boy stuff. This is the big boy table. I like to talk about real things. If you want to talk about sports and your finances, then you can do that. But I'll take the big boy table. I will talk about the real stuff. Yes, died suddenly. Yes. Unbelievable blood clots, like unbelievable, ridiculous blood clots in people's veins. This is the big boy table where we talk about what's really happening. Not too scary. Okay, it's too scary. Okay, you can go to mommy. You can have your papa go to watch the Super Bowl. Okay, the little baby table is fine. I'm not going to make fun of people to their face that talk about little baby stuff. But see, I like to talk about big boy stuff because I don't care about a stupid Lamborghini. I want the UFO technology. I want the stuff that can fly and that creates an electromagnetic like vortex around it, which is why these UFOs seem to do things that are impossible. I want one of those things. Is that okay? Does that make me weird? that I find other people that also want those things. You know? Oh, you want to take the chemotherapy for your cancer? Okay, no, I think I want to take this stuff that actually kills cancer called MMS, and I'm interested in talking about that. Is that too scary? Okay, you take that chemotherapy. Here's your bottle. And I'm sorry to sound like this, a little negative, because I've lost so many people in my life that have just, they just don't listen. They're not going to change. They listen to you and it's like deer in the headlights. And that's been my whole life since I was a young adult, since my mind was still in its formative years, you might say. So I don't even, like, I've rewired my brain. So my brain doesn't even know how to talk baby. I can't even do it for more than a few minutes. I'm just like at the party, we're talking about whatever it is that you're into. I'm out. It's just not interesting to me because the real world is so freaking cool, man. So freaking cool. So that's the vision of, without a vision, my people perish. Not getting the big picture, not interested in the truth, only the truth, nothing but the truth, but only interested in your own truth. And that is now culminating into where, whether you like it or not, this next generation is going to be given unbelievable, unfettered access to whatever the heck they want to believe is going to be fine. And that's what they're shoveling down people's throats. So it's about to go into overdrive. And those of us who figure out how to hijack this technology for God's purposes, believe me, there's going to be TR-3Bs, those triangular UFOs. There's going to be that technology available to God's people. Hijacked. Whistleblowers are just the beginning. People are going to find out how to reverse engineer this stuff. I mean, we might even see the blood of Jesus acting like kind of what they're saying that the vaccine was supposed to do. I mean, it reformats your DNA so that you don't have death anymore or sickness. I mean, how does that work? I don't know. But for some reason, it seems like there's a major effort to make sure that nobody finds out about the gospel. Because if you believe in Jesus and then one day when he shows up, you will receive eternal life. How does that look? I mean, it could be something similar to what the enemy's doing. The enemy has to copy whatever God has already done. It might so be that we gain access to a form of what we're seeing of mRNA technology that even precluding the return of Jesus, that gives us access to just incredible abilities. I don't know, but all of this stuff is reverse engineerable and is able to be used for good. We are in a situation, though, right now where you only get two choices, Pepsi or Coke. You get Google or Apple. You get Facebook or Twitter, and it's all bad, okay? And right now, the alien stuff, I mean, they're all bad. All the aliens that people are seeing, they're talking about, these UFOs, they're right now, they're all bad. But it doesn't mean in the future we can't see a potential, like, okay, here's the keys to your spaceship, here's the keys to your spaceship. And that's the kind of stuff I like to go into the spirit and do. You know, if I can just get a day to just go into the spirit, all I want to do is reverse engineer all this stuff all day long. And it's all reverse engineerable. That means like taking over the Terminator, reprogramming it. Or rather, God gives you the original set of keys to what the enemy copied, because everything he has is just a bad photocopy of a photocopy, like Michael Keaton's Multiplicity. It's all terrible, useless technology compared to the real thing. I want the real thing. I've spent my whole life looking for that and making my life about that. Outwardly, I look like a mess. I'm not like figuring out my podcast or my website or my career or my life goals. You know, I don't have a 5-year plan because this is the stuff. We're going into the future and it's happening. My plan is God's plan. And that sounds really egotistical. No, it's whatever God's plan is, that's my plan. He put me on this track. He showed me this stuff at a young age, that it was going to happen, and now it's happening. We were told that first the enemy would start to release the UFO thing in kind of a fake disclosure, and then there would be an answer, a New World Order answer to the alien problem, probably after a limited nuclear war. So what are we seeing? Well, they're trying to start that nuclear war. Now what are we seeing? Oh, they're shooting down UFOs everywhere. Oh, now what? Oh, well, the answer is, and look, it's Trudeau, it's Biden, it's the usual suspects harping on and saying that, oh yeah, we're the ones that are going to release the UFO stuff. That's why you don't want to trust them. I mean, and they're pushing Russia into a corner, cornered rat pretty much, where they're going to have to start nuclear war. That's just the beginning, guys. All right, the Antichrist, you know, we're looking forward to the Antichrist. I'm sorry to tell you that, but the day of Christ coming shall not come until the man of sin be revealed. I talk about this at length in some of the Omega Man broadcasts, some of the interviews where I'm a little bit more focused and I'm being interviewed, you know, instead of me just talking to myself. Oh, I'm talking to myself. Sometimes I'll do these shows and I'll be like, well, I think I got my point across. And I'll look at my phone. It's like, I wasn't recording the whole time. Oh my gosh. But at least the angels were listening. I'm talking to somebody. And sometimes it's just to get my own head in gear because I'm surrounded by babies, literal babies and spiritual. Be people who don't want to know the truth. They don't want to eat the steak. They need the milkies. And, you know, you feel that there's always that kind of smell of like barf, baby puke around you. You can't get away from it. And poopy diapers. I mean, that's kind of the world. Let's just be honest. All the people around us, you can throw them one little tiny bone, but then they'll probably puke it up and you'll regret you ever even tried to feed them that. I need to talk to adults. You guys are the adults. And sometimes I'm the baby too. Like, it's hard for me to sometimes digest the out there stuff because what's it going to look like the way God leads us through this? The visions of that are so spectacular and so awesome. It just feels almost like too good to be true. Like the hottest supermodel fell in love with you. Like, you just can't believe it. It's just too good. You know, and that's how we all feel about our wives, right, gentlemen? Yes, and that's how I feel. But, like, you can't believe it happened when you're a kid and you're just, like, a dork. And somehow Pamela Anderson is just, like, wants to make babies with you in her prime. That's the kind of thing I'm talking about. It's like the promises of God are so unbelievably good. You just can't handle it. And so I find myself beating around the bush, pun intended, to get to the big stuff. Because you just can't believe it. It's like, what? The God of heaven loves me? What? He has that for me? He wants me to have this? And that's what it comes down to, too. It's just families, you know. People getting together, making babies. I mean, that's, I mean, that's the heart of it is just, it is, my snarky, sexy illustration. That is God's plan, because that's what the enemy hates, because that's what he's trying to destroy, is true love, is people getting together and loving each other and procreating. And it's just, it's so glorious, it's so good. So however he's going to lead us through the end time, we're going to start getting these pangs of love and life and celebration. And there will be people, even people close to us, who can't handle it, who don't want it, who will reject it, who will say, nope, can't be true. Give me my U2 worship band. Give me my Coldplay sounding worship songs, because I can't handle the real God of creation loving me that much and giving me that much cool stuff. Here's your array of battle fleets and starships and you know, teleportation, time travel tech, all of that kind of stuff. I mean, that's the kind of cool stuff that I like to talk about and get into. I mean, he's going to give us the equivalent of that, probably something even much cooler, but I can't think of something much cooler than that to get through the end times. So yes, Skynet is here. Yes, they even named it that in China. Yes, aliens. Yes, UFOs. Yes, Russia, nuclear bombs. Yes, World War III. And yes, total domination of the airwaves to a certain extent. But yes, God is real. Yes, the Bible is real. Yes, he has the keys of the kingdom for you. Don't lose sight of it. Don't lose the vision. Don't lose hope or despair. And to quote Terminator again, if you are despairing, remember, anger is better than despair. So get yourself off your butt. Be strong and be courageous. Be very courageous. He's got some incredible promised land for you. It's a dang flying city the size of the moon. But if you are fearful, if you give in to the dark side of the force, if you are one of those people that you can't handle the truth, then God is going to make sure that you don't muddy the waters for his other little baby sheep that are going to come in, and they're going to inherit these promises of the kingdom. He's not going to let you ruin it for them. So yes, you won't receive those promises, unfortunately.
Don't be one of those people, okay?
Follow God. Let's get going with Jesus. He's the only one that can make it. And I got to use both my hands to steer, because these rough mountain trails, man, crazy. Good thing I'm driving my paws, Mountaineer. This thing can do it. You gotta have a four-wheel drive, baby. Alrighty, y'all. Love you, and stay strong. Now, after all that talk of so-called delusions of grandeur, let's go work at the cleaning job. Let's go wash the dishes. Let's go change some diapers, but have the vision. Alright, love y'all. Bye-bye.